I'm really fortunate in that big projects got built on my watch. Then after that, we went through the most horrible recession probably in the history of the state since the Great Depression. Here in the Milwaukee area alone, we lost over 4,000 construction workers. A lot of the people that left the industry during the recession are not coming back. And now that the work is starting to pick up again, there are going to be some challenges in terms of being able to find the skilled trades to man the work. And there's also going to be a lot of great apprenticeship opportunities for young people who want to get in the trades.
Do you think the trades are doing a good enough job at attracting other new people into this profession?
It's different now than it was, let's say, when I got into the trade. I think the dropout rate for electrical apprentices was like 4 out of 100. Now the dropout rate in apprenticeship programs is like close to 50% across the board. And that's not just in the state of Wisconsin. That's in across the board, across the United States. And so we live in a society now where people are looking to make changes, and they don't act in the same way in terms of their employment as they did when I got into the trade 44 years ago. So that's a challenge for us. How many people do we bring into the trade, and how do we consider that dropout rate so that we can make sure that we have the bodies in place that are skilled to do the work?
What are some of the things you're doing to get that done, to get new people in?
Well, we have a great workforce development piece. They do outreach, they do tutoring, they do job fairs, they do everything. In fact, it's a workforce model that is being highlighted at the White House. Our apprenticeship programs are over 100 years old. I firmly believe that they are going to survive and that we will continue. But there's going to be somewhat of a challenge to get people into construction and man the work that's coming up.
Let's talk about the work for just a minute. Pottawatomie is coming close to finishing a new hotel on site. Northwestern Mutual has a huge job on the books.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well right now. The construction market really hasn't taken off yet, although this last year was a little bit better than the year before. I mean, I've never seen anything as devastating as that recession was. Pottawatomie was such a shot in the arm for us because there was nothing going on, and it was the one thing we needed to get back on our feet.
What about Northwestern Mutual? What will that be?
Well, Northwestern Mutual is due to start construction sometime in 2015. A really interesting project in that Northwestern Mutual is going to want to have an arrangement that accommodates a lot of people in our community. They want to see a lot of minority participation. They want to see a lot of minority contracting participation. We've always built Northwestern Mutual's buildings in the past, and I'm very, very confident that my successor and the rest of the building trades leadership will be able to negotiate a deal to build the new building as well.